the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
And as we know, kingdoms rise and fall and rise again. And speaking of which, completely hypothetically, of course, let's say someone you have to work with has been talking about you in less than glowing terms. They've been slagging you off to whoever will listen. I'm thinking maybe J.D. Vance and what he has to say about Europe. How do you work with someone you don't necessarily like or who maybe shows you very little respect? Sabina Brennan, neuroscientist, psychologist and author, joins me now to give us a few pointers. Sabina, what would you say? And there are many situations. It could be negotiations, it could be work colleagues, it could be all kinds of things. What are some of the things you can do if you find yourself in those situations with someone you're not mad about, you don't really like them, and they don't like you?
Yeah, I mean, neuroscience and psychology do offer us a few clever ways to manage dealing with someone that you don't like in business with your own sanity and professionalism intact. Yeah, I would say instruct your brain to look for positives.
Positives in the other person. Try and see the good
side. In the other person, your brain's not great at objectivity. And basically, if we don't like someone or we distrust someone, our amygdala, our fear center, is activated. And then we tend to interpret everything that they do through a negative filter. And we're not likely to notice when they do good things. So it may help to focus on the positive. When you do that, your brain will, it activates the salience network in your brain, and your brain will be more likely to filter in some of the positives and, you know, more neutral aspects of that individual, giving you a more balanced objective.
It might be hard to stomach, isn't it? Because in life, generally, people often find it hard when they don't like someone. They find it hard to say something good about them. You rarely hear people say, that guy, he's this, he's that, he's the other. But in fairness to him, X. We don't really say that very often.
No, we don't, because that's actually really how our... You know, when we've made a decision about something and we say, oh, look, it's important, he's a bad person, your brain will filter in anything that supports that view. So you actively have to kind of make that instruction. Okay, let's see if we can find any positives. And then your brain will be quite obedient and try to find some positives. It doesn't say the person becomes a nice person overall or whatever, and it doesn't excuse what they've done, but it may help you not to activate your stress response and make your life a bit easier, because that's really what you want to do.
And another thing is posture, isn't it? That can actually help.
Yeah, you know, don't underestimate the power of posture. You know, basically, when we stand tall, our brain doesn't just take its perspective sort of from the outside world. Our own body language influences how our brain responds. So if we adopt an upright posture, it can lead to higher self-esteem and a positive mood and reduce fear. Because if you're around someone who's being nasty about you, it's going to kind of, I've experienced it myself, that sort of passive aggressiveness where you come out of a meeting with the person and you go, why did I turn into a four-year-old that can't think of, you know, an appropriate response
so
in that moment?
So if you're not confident, adopt a confident posture, and it
just
can not only, you're not bluffing it, it can actually make you feel more confident.
Oh, absolutely. And it can encourage you and empower you to, you know, the way you think and feel. Whereas if you're slouching, you know, you're not going to kind of feel that. And also, our posture influences our mood and reduces our stress, and it can even make you sharper.
And finally, Sabina, what is strategic ignoring?
Well, yes.
I like the
sometimes
sound of it, I have to say.
Sometimes the best response is no response, isn't it? You know, because the more you respond, you're never going to win. You're often not going to win these kind of people. So in behavioral psychology, strategic ignoring is a technique used to avoid reinforcing the negative behavior. Because sometimes, I feel that with the Trump, you know, people react to the things he does and he says, and he's probably getting a buzz off it.
So sometimes it's about knowing
just
when.
Just ignore the bad behavior. That's what applies when you're dealing with children.
When to say nothing at all sometimes,
when
strategically.
When to say nothing at all. I think there might be a song in there.
Sabina Brennan, neuroscientist, psychologist and author. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. That's all we have time for today. Today's show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin, Yeti Redmond and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubbers, and Mark McGrath was on sound. Until the same time next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.